This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. The White House mentioned Brazil's tariff on U.S. ethanol as an example of duties the U.S. needs to fight back against with reciprocal tariffs. We will hear more next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. The White House mentioned Brazil's tariffs on U.S. ethanol as an example of duties the U.S. needs to fight back against with reciprocal tariffs.
This is something that should have been done many years ago. The jobs are going to go up, and prices could go up somewhat short term, but prices will also go down. And I think the farmers are going to be helped by this very much.
President Trump announced reciprocal tariffs to match other countries' duties on U.S. goods, as the White House pointed out Brazil's 18% tariff on U.S. ethanol. That contrasts with almost no duty on Brazil's ethanol. Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer was asked about the Brazil tariff at his Senate confirmation hearing.
This is the specific kind of unfairness that drives me crazy, and it's not just me, the president himself. He sees these kinds of unfairnesses and the unlevel playing field, and it's so obvious, it's so blatant, and it's gone on for so long.
Greer says that now President Trump is ready to act.
We need to have leverage, and if we need to gain leverage by taking investigatory actions or other actions, we'll do that. It'd be much better to do this on a negotiating basis, but we'll do whatever we need to do to try to fix this.
The United States ethanol industry says its exports to Brazil have basically dried up. The Renewable Fuels Association said it hopes the president's reciprocal tariff will finally get Brazil to return to, quote, free and fair ethanol trade. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You can also find market information anytime under the Markets tab of our website, and you can listen to our podcast under the Podcast tab. That's where you'll find our daily Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters.